Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
It's time for another Phoenix Printing pregame player feature. We're joined now by former MVP and current Braves organizational coach Terry Pendleton. Goes by TP. How's it going?
Good. You know, I'd like to see all of our clubs doing a little better, but it's all a work in progress, as we know.
Now, you obviously had a legendary playing career. What got you into coaching, and what keeps you going in this side of the game?
Well, first of all, I wasn't real interested in coaching, and John Schuerholz called me 3 different times to ask me to take the hitting coach job in the big leagues, which every time he called, I turned him down. But having to sit down and talk with my wife, I decided to take the job. So that's what got me back in. The reason I do it now is because I enjoy it, number one. And number two, I always felt like other people invested in me. That knew the game and wanted to teach me the game and help me out through the game. So I felt like I have something to invest in the kids, and that's why I do it. I love getting the opportunity to come out and share what I have, and hopefully it helps some kids along the way.
Now, the game has obviously changed since you beat out Barry Bonds for MVP all those years ago. Where do you see the most changes, I guess, in the style of hitting in particular in today's game?
Well, I think more focus is on hitting the ball at the ballpark. I think a lot of that is, you know, the way some kids are being taught to hit the ball at the ballpark. I think that changes the game a bit. I think in our day we were taught how to swing the bat and hit first. We did have guys hit the ball at the ballpark, there's no doubt. But I think it's being taught a little different now. And with that comes, you know, more strikeouts. I don't think strikeouts are viewed much like they were when I was coming through. You know, you struck out 100 times when I was coming through, and it was horrible, you know, and it's viewed a little different now. So I think that has changed in the hitting department itself.
Now, your playing career kind of got both eras. You kind of got the end of the 80s, 90s, but then also the start of the McGuire, Sosa, Bonds, that home run heavy era. Mm-hmm. Having played in one era and now coached through another, how do you sort of mix what you experience as a player and now sort of where the game is shifting to?
Well, I honestly think the game is shifting back now. But, you know, we're at a point where there were home runs, but there was a couple of guys that really hit the ball at the ballpark. Now, the game has shifted to more guys hitting the ball at the ballpark. I mean, you had guys that hit 5 home runs, all of a sudden come back and hit 30 home runs, you know. So the game shifted a little more that way. The game has shifted into the point where everybody wanted to hit the ball at the ballpark. Now I think the game is shifting more to, we still want guys to hit the ball at the ballpark, but we want to see guys stealing bases and doing some exciting things. So I think it's good for the game of baseball.
Now, you've worked with everyone pretty much around this team and around the entire Braves organization for the better part of more than a decade now, right? Is there a guy on the big league club or anyone in the organization right now who you look at and think, man, he would be a great coach someday?
I don't know if any of these guys would ever want to coach. I mean, how can I put it? The way the game is played now, the amount of money that's made in the game now, a lot of guys will get into coaching, some of them because they love the game, some of them because of the fact that maybe they need the job. But I think the kids now more, they enjoy it more, playing the game and then going back and retiring, doing whatever they want, or just working with their kids when their kids grow up. Not get back into professional baseball, but be that Uber driver and that coach for their kids when they grow up. So I think it's changed in that aspect. But looking at guys, I don't know. Ah, that's tough. I think Albies would be I think Albies would be a great coach because he understands different aspects of the game and is willing to take the time to teach people how to do that.
Which is obviously a really important aspect. And speaking of teaching, when you were playing and up to a couple of years ago, there was rookie ball, mm-hmm. and there were competitive instructs or instructional leagues after the conclusion of the season. Now, with the minor leagues shrinking a little bit and teams sort of doing things on their own in the fall, how important is it for guys, or how was your sort of rookie ball experience like, and do you think the game is better or worse off for where it's at right now with sort of affiliated baseball?
I think we needed rookie ball. I think it was important for me to play rookie ball. I think it's important for college guys to come out of college and experience the level of rookie ball, playing under the lights, although they played under the lights in college at different times, but just to experience the professional game and to come in and play rookie ball, I think was really big. And I think we lose that, and kids get hurt now because of the fact that they don't get more of an opportunity. I mean, you look at some of our kids now. We've had kids come from college, and they're here now, low A ball. But the kids that possibly had a chance or could possibly do something, but we don't have enough time for them, we have to send back to Florida or release because we don't have that other league. So I think it makes it tough on them. But I think every kid that comes out of college ought to get an opportunity to play in that short season.
Last one for you. We talked before this interview about confidence, and you said that baseball is such a confident sport. How do you get guys at this level, or especially in the younger, the lower parts of the minors, how do you get their confidence up when they are, you know, effectively either still teenagers or really like young, newly minted adults?
Patience. You, as a coach, have to have patience, number one. I find myself at times looking at a kid and go, "What? Why don't you get this?" And then I have to stop and think, wait, you were 19 or you were 22. Would you have gotten it then too, or did you get it? No, to be totally honest with you, no. So it takes growth. It takes working hard and continuing to say, okay, I can get this. I can do this. I can do this. Or different mindsets, because me not having success made me work harder. There are some kids now that have success and they feel like they don't have to work. And as soon as you do that, you know, baseball is a cruel sport. It will wake you up and show you that you're not that good. So I think for most kids, we have to keep them going the right direction, whether they're having success or not, and to find positive when they don't have success. And I think that's the builder for them.
Well, no one better than to teach them about success than you. Terry Pendleton, thank you so much. Green Jackets Baseball, when we come back here from SRP Park.
That was former National League MVP Terry Pendleton, TP, who is with the Green Jackets this week. This is the Tax Slayer pregame show. Green Jackets looking for their third straight win as we get set for Friday night baseball on a beautiful evening in the CSRA. Temperatures may be a bit high for the beautiful evening tag. It's about 98 degrees. The thermostat on my car earlier said 111 when I drove to the field after lunch. But the Green Jackets also picking up some heat right now. Yesterday, they clinched a nervy win with a six-out save from Ellison Joseph. A 5-4 victory, their second straight win. They have taken the lead in the season series now, 11 games to 10, and also put a slight dent in the early celebration plans of the first-place River Dogs, who only need 8 more wins or Columbia losses to clinch their third consecutive postseason appearance. Adam Shoemaker, 20 years of age, the lefty out of Ontario, gets the start for the Green Jackets this evening, hoping for different fortunes than his last time out. He has given up just one earned run, however, this month, despite getting chased after the first inning of last week's game. On the other side, it'll be a debut for Gary Gilhill, the Hudson Valley, New York native. We'll go an inning or two this evening before being followed up by Trevor Martin, amongst the league's best pitchers. So it should be something of a youth versus experience matchup for the majority of this game for the Green Jackets. Meanwhile, Shoemaker is the only member of the Green Jackets opening week rotation to be here. The other five now up in Rome. Shoemaker has shown some real promising signs this month. He has held opponents to just 3 base hits this entire month. Still looking for that first winning decision, though, but nothing to say that it could not come tonight. Against the River Dogs, it'll be his 4th appearance, though. He's gone 8 2/3 innings, walking 7 and striking out 8. But a very different River Dogs lineup with no Xavier Isaac, no Chandler Simpson, and no Trey Morgan in the lineup this evening either after suffering an injury in the early stages of last night's game. For the Green Jackets, it's a lot of familiar faces this evening. Ambioris Tavares leads it off and plays it short, with Jace Grady batting second and playing in center field. Drew Compton, who got yesterday off, is hitting third today. EJ Exposito hitting cleanup in his 99th game of the season to lead all Augusta players. Wilbur Dung, Cade Curran, Pio Boucher batting 5-7 with Jeremy Celedonio looking to improve on his team-high 15 home runs, batting 8th. And Nick Clarno doing the catching and batting 9th. On the other side, a depleted Charleston lineup, Coleman Ares, Taylor, and Kinney batting 1-3 with Ryan Cermak, who feels like he's due for a home run, batting cleanup. Ryan Spikes, John Diaz, and Raudelis Martinez 5-7 with Brian Brecker behind the plate batting 8th and Christopher Berrette batting 9th. Again, Adam Shoemaker on the mound, 0-7, a 6.41 ERA. Last time out, got hurt by 2 hit-by-pitches and also 2 errors in the field behind him. He ended up giving up 3 runs, but none of them were earned. That was on Saturday, a game that the Green Jackets lost to the Fednats. But he has, by and large, been very solid. In the last time out against these River Dogs, he went 4-plus innings, did not give up a second run. He gave up 1 run, but Ronaldo Alessandro came in and stranded the bases loaded. So we'll see which Shoemaker we get this evening as the temperature continues to rise. The Green Jackets continue to get even hotter. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for the first pitch. Friday Night Baseball from SRP Park.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
It is time for Friday night action here at SRP Park, a beautiful, hot, and humid day as we play our second-to-last Friday home game of the 2023 season. The newly minted 21-year-old Adam Shoemaker gets the start for Augusta. He celebrated his 21st birthday yesterday as a chance to start his 21st year with a performance on the mound this evening. 6'6" tall, the lefty from Ontario. He toes the rubber right now, going through his warm-up tosses with Nick Clarno as he led the Green Jackets out of the dugout as Augusta looks for their third straight win. Green Jackets coming into today 23-28 here in the second half of the season, while the River Dogs still lead the league at 32-19. They are 4 games up on the next closest team, Myrtle Beach, who have recorded 3 straight walk-off wins. Charleston inch ever closer day by day to picking up their third consecutive playoff appearance. The magic number stands at 8. Shoemaker is on the mound for Augusta, and here's the lineup that he'll be facing. Carlos Colmenares bats leadoff, with Trey Morgan out of the lineup tonight. Braden Taylor hits second. Cooper Kinney, whose 24-game on-base streak and 17-game hitting streak was snapped yesterday, hits third, with Ryan Cermak, who hit a hard double yesterday, hitting cleanup. Ryan Spikes bats fifth. He tripled all the way to the left center field alley yesterday, while John Diaz, just one hit this week, bats sixth. Raudelis Martinez, the catcher, is playing first base tonight because of that injury to Morgan. with Brian Brecker slotting in behind the plate and batting eighth, and Christopher Barrette, 1-for-6 this week, batting at the bottom of the lineup. Again, a lot of lefties in this lineup as Cole Manara is wearing that number one with a full head of hair sticking out from underneath his dark blue helmet, steps into the left-hand batter's box, going lefty on lefty with Shoemaker as we get set to go. Green jackets in there, Friday night, Atlanta Braves red jerseys with the blue caps, the red A, and the red brim. First pitch from Shoemaker is taken just high for a ball, and we are underway. First pitch at 7.04 p.m., temperature 92 degrees. No wind to speak of here on this Friday evening. 1-0, inside and tight, almost hit him. River Dogs, as they've done every day this week, wearing their road blues, the gray pants, the Tampa Bay logo on the left shoulder, and Holy City written out in white with gold trim on the front. Shoemaker from the windup, 2-0, change up, caught on and missed. Adam Shoemaker coming into today, 0-7, a 6.41 ERA. 2-1, grounded over to first, but foul. It goes all the way into the River Dogs bullpen and ricochets back down the right field line. Shoemaker has really turned a corner, though, in August. Had some rough numbers in July and June, but so far in August, he's gone 9 1/3 innings. He's given up just one hit and one earned run, although three came across against him last week, with only one being earned. 2-2 to Cole Manarez. Taken, strike three called. Cole Manarez knew it. He turns around and goes right back to the dugout for out number one. Frozen there, off speed, that crossed right in front of his chest. Now Braden Taylor, yet another left-handed batter into the box. He's gone 2-for-10 this week, also drove in a run. That was back on Tuesday night. And Taylor, a swing and a miss here. Taylor had a two-hit game on Tuesday night and is 0 for his last 8 since then. Was 0-for-4 yesterday. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider. So five straight strikes here from Shoemaker after a couple of balls. And you can really see the confidence for Adam Shoemaker starting to improve. And it's been evident in his performance as well. Did not get any help from his defense last time out. 0-2. Swing and a miss. So weak wave there from Taylor. Back-to-back strikeouts for Shoemaker to begin this contest. Shoemaker notched his best outing of the entire season 2 weeks ago in Salem. He went 5 innings, gave up one hit and one run. It was unearned, while walking one and striking out 5. Stepping in is Cooper Kinney, and a swing and a miss. Make it now 7 consecutive strikes from the hands of Adam Shoemaker, going lefty on lefty yet again. Kinney hitting 265. Next pitch misses just away. Shane Sullivan is calling the balls and strikes today with Dylan Hulsey, the umpire on the bases. 1-1. Hit hard up the middle towards the second baseman Verdung. It one hops him at his waist. His throw to first is in time. And a rapid fire 11-pitch, 1-2-3 inning will send us to the bottom of the first. Gary Gilhill takes the mound for his affiliated debut. When we come back after half an inning, it is the River Dogs 0 and the Green Jackets coming up here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Adam Shoemaker sends him down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. We're back here at SRP Park. Nathan Strauss with you from high above home plate, broadcasting from outdoors on this balmy late August Friday evening. On the mound right now, rocking a neon blue glove, is last year's sixth rounder, Gary Gilhill. Out of the Hudson Valley area in New York, was initially committed to Wake Forest, selected by the Rays, signed and spent this year in the Florida Complex League. The FCL Rays season ended a couple of weeks ago, and now he is up and making his debut. 6 feet, 2 inches tall. The righty will go up against Ambioris Tavares to begin this outing. His record is 1-4, a 5.30 ERA in the FCL, 18 years of age, and the first pitch is lined right to the first baseman, Martinez. And that is some way to begin. One pitch, one out. So now Jace Grady, the next man up. Grady 5-for-10 this week. Switch hitter batting left. A native of Walden, New York. The first pitch to Grady is fouled off at the hands. Gilhill initially committed to Fairleigh Dickinson and then started drawing the attention of scouts and recruiters alike. Recommitted to Wake Forest, and then a little bit after that, ended up drafted and signed. A one in the dirt gets to the backstop. The numbers in the FCL are maybe not where he would have liked them to be, the 5.30 ERA, and especially 36 strikeouts to 17 walks with four men hit. But for someone only 18 years of age, the next couple of weeks is some valuable experience. 1-1 slider down to the back foot, taken for a ball. He was on the top step of the dugout, just waiting for that final out to be made. You can tell he's just really excited. Sometimes that can lead to jitters, sometimes it can lead to dominance. 2-1 fastball up and away at 94, and it's 3-1 on Grady. Drew Compton, the switch hitter, is on deck with EJ Exposito hitting cleanup today. Wilford Dungdout's fifth, Cade Kern behind him. The 3-1, down and in ball four. So Grady works his third walk of the series. He has been tremendous, 5-for-10 now with three free passes. One on, one out for Drew Compton. After Kern, it's Pio Boucher batting seventh, Jeremy Celedonio batting eighth, and Nick Clarno hitting ninth. Compton, switch hitter batting left, first pitch to him is right down the middle for a strike. Fastball at 92 miles an hour. He got yesterday off, did Drew Compton. Went 1-for-8, drove in a run in the first couple of games this series. Brian Brecker is behind the plate. Grady's got a big lead at first. And the 0-1. Slider down and inside. Green Jackets ran all over Brecker the other day. Brecker had a tough one on both sides of the ball, made three errors and struck out three times. But a chance for redemption tonight. 1-1 pitch. Sliced foul down the left field line and over towards the restrooms. It clangs off the concrete over by the Bud Bar. Brecker doing the catching with Braden Taylor at third. Up the infield is Colmenares at short with Ryan Spikes at second and Raudelis Martinez, catcher, playing first base today with no Trey Morgan and Julio Meza on the bench. 1-2. Grady extends that lead at first, being held on by Martinez. And the pitch taken high, fastball 92. This is Gilhill's fourth consecutive outing against a Braves affiliate. He pitched three times in a row against the FCL Braves, going all the way back to his last outing in July, as a hard pickoff there to first is accurate, but not in time. His 13th game of the season. He's gone 37 and a third innings so far in his first pro year. 2-2. Hit hard to right field and in for a base hit. Grady hits second. He will hold up there as a cannon of a throw is cut off by the shortstop, Colmenares. But Compton with a hit, now two men aboard and one man out. And now a fun matchup. We've got New Yorker on New Yorker as EJ Exposito, the New York City native, LIU product, is in the box. Men on first and second, and one away for Expo hitting cleanup. Runners dancing off their bases. First pitch to him popped up out of play. Exposito, 8 home runs this season. He has hit every position in the order, 1 through 9. Cleanup is the only spot which he has yet to homer from. Maybe looking to amend that this evening. Kickoff throw comes to second. Sliding back in safely is Jace Grady. Compton and Grady have some pretty good speed. The Green Jackets are far and away the most effective running team so far this month. They have stolen more bases. They're up to 54 now in the month of August. And here they go. The pitch fouled off. Hit and run. Everyone will go back to their original stations, and it's 0-2 on Exposito. Third game of the series for EJ. He has a hit in each of them. 2 for 7, a couple of strikeouts, and a double. Oh, and two. Again, big leads at first and second. The pitch is fouled off up and over towards the suite. It hits off the press box window and bounces right back down to the front row. Exposito listed as being born in Brooklyn, actually from Islip. 0-2. Hit hard to the right center field alley. Cermak goes back into his right and makes the catch. Grady will tag and take third on a slide. So a hard out from Exposito, a productive one. Now men at the corners, but two away. And it will be up to the five-man Will Verdun to bring across this first run of the game. Have to respect the walk-up song choice for Will Verdun, who has gone with Mississippi by Afro Man. It's a classic. Men on the corners, two away. No score in bottom of the first. Verdun takes a slider in the dirt. And the 1-0, fouled off. For Dung, 1 for 8, a couple of strikeouts this week. Yet to homer, he has driven in 5. He flew out basically as far a flyout as you can hit in this ballpark against a man from his hometown on Tuesday night, Jackson Lancaster. 1-1, hit hard up the middle and through for a base hit. Grady in to score. Compton will stay put at second. It's an RBI single for Will Verdung, and the Green Jackets take a 1-0 lead. That'll bring out the pitching coach here, Levy Romero, and it'll get Trevor Martin up and warming in the pen. Martin, the scheduled Friday night starter, will end up being the man who does the bulk of the pitching today. Gil Hill, a starter, they're giving him the option of being the man to go first today. But Martin, who is amongst the league's leaders in innings pitched, strikeouts, ERA, and more, will be the man who will be next to enter. So that gets Martin up and throwing in the bullpen. So now men on first and second and two men out. Augusta on top, 1-0 with Cade Kern in the box. Kern got yesterday off, and he'll hit this one to right field for a base hit. They're going to wave Compton in. John Diaz picks it up. His throw is caught by the pitcher. There will not be a play at the plate. It's an RBI single for Cade Kern, and the Green Jackets double the lead. Now a 2-0 ball game. For Dung takes second, Kern aboard. Back-to-back RBI singles, and that ball hit pretty hard. 97 off the bat. Diaz's throw went to the pitcher rather than home plate. I don't think he would have had a play. But the inning will continue now for P.O. Boucher. Seventh man to bat this half inning. As we've got, I believe, a ball loose. No, it is one of the defensive alignment cards that came loose, I believe, from the pitching coach Romero during that mound visit. In case you're hearing a lot of cowbell this evening, there was a cowbell giveaway today, which, with it also being Girl Scout night, is an interesting combo as far as noise goes. Boucher takes one down and in for a ball. I made the comparison yesterday. It's like going to a baby shower and giving them an air horn. But nonetheless, it's something the kids seem to enjoy. It's also advanced engineering and science night here. 1-0. Slides down the left field line. Dropping in. Barrette gives it a chase over towards the line. He's got it in his tracks and makes the catch side retired. But Augusta ends up with two runs courtesy of RBI singles from Verdung and Kern. And we go to the top of the second inning with the Green Jackets on top by a pair here in North Augusta.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here at SRP Park for the top of the second inning. Green Jackets on top now by a score of 2-0. Adam Shoemaker back out to the mound with 4, 5, and 6 due up this half inning. Green Jackets get 4 hits in the frame. They only had 4 hits in last night's win. They were out hit heavily but capitalized on 4 errors for the River Dogs as they picked up their second straight victory. Cermak in to lead it off this half inning with Spikes and Diaz to follow. The righty Cermak at the plate to begin, hitting 257 with 6 homers. He has driven in 24. First pitch up and away. Green Jackets playing him deep in the outfield. 1-0. Just misses outside, now 2-0. Shoemaker only needed 11 pitches in that first frame. He misses outside here 3-0, however, on Ryan Cermak. The walks have been the main hurdle for Shoemaker over the course of this season. 3-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss there. Cermak knew he was going to get something to hit and just could not catch up that time. But 55 strikeouts for Shoemaker this year, but 48 walks. 3-1. There's 49. So Cermak is aboard. He's got good speed here. Nick Clarno is doing the catching today for Augusta with Compton at first and Exposito at third. Ambioris Tavares is the shortstop with Verdung at second. Cade Kearns in left. Chase Grady's in center. And Jeremy Celedonio, who will lead off the bottom of the second, is in right. Nick Clarno has thrown out more base stealers than anyone else this year at a 40% clip to boot. His next one will be his 50th man caught stealing. Changeup misses downstairs here to Spikes to begin his AB. Shoemaker, the big lefty, 6 feet 6 inches tall, listed at 205. 1-0. Nubbed off the end of the bat. It'll trickle over towards the River Dogs dugout. Charleston came into this series with a magic number of 15. That's what they needed to clinch a postseason appearance. Even though they've only won one game themselves over the first 3 days, they've gotten help from other teams around the league. Shoemaker picks over to first and throws it away. It goes over into the River Dogs bullpen. Cermak hits second, and the ball goes out of play. And that will mean Cermak ends up back at second base, although I believe Sean Smedley, the manager, is wondering why that is indeed the case. Cermak had every intention of going first to third there, and the Green Jackets might have got a little bit fortunate as that ball got tangled up. And Smedley, the manager, still in conversation here with Dylan Holsey, the base umpire, and still barking from the dugout. So Cermak, who tried to get himself all the way into scoring position on one errant pickoff move. Ends up having to retreat. It will be an error on Shoemaker. It'll be an E1 as Cermak stays at second. Green Jackets had not committed an error in two straight games. They entered this series as the worst fielding team in the league and have improved their standing by quite some bit by virtue of other teams committing defensive mishaps, but that's one that probably could have been avoided. So now a man on second, no one out. 1-1 the count on Spikes. The pitch is hit foul and over our heads out of play. We'll see if Gil Hill ends up going out for the second inning in the bottom of the frame. He had 21 pitches there, and he did get Trevor Martin up and throwing. He was able to get an out with two men aboard to retire the side. And now the 1-2. Taken, strike three called. Throws him on the bottom outside edge. And Shoemaker picks up strikeout number three. So now one away for the lefty, John Diaz. Diaz 1-for-8 this week, hitting .246. He's driven in 44. He'll take one up and away here. He did drive in a run last night with an RBI single in the seventh. Also walked and was the potential tying run. Got stranded at second base in the ninth inning by Ellison Joseph, who worked a six-out save. 1-0. Just misses inside. We'll be hearing these cowbells in my sleep tonight. Of the many Girl Scout troops that are here this evening, they will be sleeping over on the field tonight and watching a movie as well on the big screen out in left. 2-0, high and outside to Diaz. On deck is Raudelis Martinez, another lefty, but one who has struggled to hit this week. Green Jackets up by a pair, giving Shoemaker some early run support. 3-0. Just inside ball four. It's a four-pitch walk to Diaz. So two walks and a strikeout this half inning. Have men at first and second with one away for Martinez. Martinez playing at first base tonight for the first time with the River Dogs. He did play seven games there in the Florida Complex League and did not make an error. As Wes McGuire, the pitching coach, will come out to the mound here, sporting a fresh haircut. Just a chat with Nick Clarno and the pitcher Shoemaker. Martinez at the plate, signed out of Cuba back in 2020, played a year in the Dominican Summer League and then jumped over to the Florida Complex League back in early June. Nominally a catcher, also has played a little bit in left field and a frequent DH. He is hit pretty well for a catcher at the bottom of the lineup. 203, two homers. He's driven in 15. His first week was tremendous. He hit .500 with three extra base hits in his first week as a River Dog. A big spot here, though. First and second with one man out for Martinez, the lefty. The shift is on. First pitch is outside and low. Nick Clarno gives some instructions now to his middle infielders and also likely Exposito, the third baseman. Cermak probably with better speed than Diaz. Both run frequently, but Diaz has been caught a dozen times this year, even though it's a longer throw for Clarno with a lefty at the plate. 1-0 pitch, right down the middle for a strike.
All right, take those cowbells if you want biscuits, kids. Let's hear it.
Well, the last thing you needed is for the cowbell-toting fans to get any more enthusiasm about shaking him, but They're doing as they were told. 1-1. Hit towards third. Blooped. Exposito bare hands. He can't make the play. Cermak's going to try and score. The throw to the plate is not in time. The runner heads up from Cermak, who saw that ball bloop off of Exposito's hand and go through the legs. Tavares threw to the plate, not in time. It'll end up with a run coming across. Cermak scores from second as Diaz goes from first to third on what will likely be an infield single without an RBI for Martinez. We'll see how they score that one. That one was a check swing. No one thought that ball was going to go fair. Expo had to charge it. He just couldn't make the play. First pitch in for a strike on Brian Brecker, who is one for his first 25. But a good spot here to maybe tie this ball game up. They give it as an infield single, and they do give him an RBI as of right now. 0-1 downstairs. John Diaz at third. Martinez now at first. 2-1 is the score. The next pitch for Shoemaker will be his 21st of this inning. Looking for a double play ball perhaps to Brecker with Barrette on deck. Brecker, the MSU grad. 1-1 outside. Just the second hit of the month given up by Adam Shoemaker, and that one does not even get onto the infield dirt. Now a 2-1 pitch, taken on the inside corner for a strike. Two and two the count. The pitch down in the dirt, and now it'll all fill up. A dangerous spot here. You never want to walk the bases loaded, especially when you have a guy at the plate in Brecker who has been, well, cold over the course of his initial debut month. 13th rounder in this year's draft. Was one of the better defensive catchers in the Big Ten. 3-2. Man on first, Martinez. Man on third. The pitch taken high, ball four, and the bases are loaded. So three walks, an infield single, and a strikeout. And now we're going to get some action in the Augusta bullpen as Shoemaker has been bitten by the walk bug yet again. And now the nine-man Barrette to the plate with a tying run on third and two more men aboard. Barrette, 1-for-6 this week. He's driven in 29 this year. Lefty on lefty, first pitch outside and low with a sweeper. As Starlin Rodriguez, it appears, is the man up and throwing in the Augusta bullpen. Shoemaker's first inning was a 1-2-3. This one, anything but so far. 1-0, taken very high. That one almost got to the backstop. 11 pitches in the first inning for Shoemaker. 8 strikes so far this inning. He has thrown 25 pitches and only 7 have been in the zone. The 2-0 hits him on the back, and that will bring in the tying run. The bases remain loaded, and we're all even up at 2 apiece in the top of the order coming up. Diaz in to score. It's a tough way to pick up your 30th RBI if you're Barrette. He wears 82 miles an hour right in the back. Martinez now at third, Brecker on at second, and Barrette on at first. Two runs on one hit so far, and only one away with the bases remaining loaded for Colmenares. The lefty in. He will take a strike on the outside corner. Unless Shoemaker can get out of this inning in the next 4 or 5 pitches, this might likely be it for him. He's laboring to get through this one. 0-1. Hit to left field. Shallow. Kern comes in and makes the catch. They will not send Martinez. The throw comes into Exposito at third. So that'll help Shoemaker's cause as he picks up a much-needed out number two. The man on third, Gradelis Martinez, had started towards home. I think that ball was too shallow to get him home, even if he had tried to tag initially. And now Braden Taylor the eighth man to bat this inning. Bases loaded. We're all tied up at two apiece. And Taylor will take one high. He struck out swinging on three pitches back in the first. One-oh. Taken for a strike at the waist. Taylor shakes his head. He disagrees with the call. It was in the top of the zone. Martin back up and throwing in the bullpen for the River Dogs, which makes you think that maybe Gil Hill has another batter or three left in him in the bottom of the frame. 1-1. Taylor fights it off. Foul. One and two, Shoemaker looking to count the damage at a pair of runs. Bases loaded. The pitch is grounded to first and foul about a foot to the right of the first base sack, and the inning will continue. Now 1-2. Shoemaker's pitch is fouled off at the hand. Defensive swing there. Taylor in the box. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. And Shoemaker will end up leaving three men aboard. An infield single and a hit by pitch bring in a pair of runs. And after an inning and a half, we're all tied up at two. Augusta to the plate with 8-9-1 when we come back here at SRP Park.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Back here in the bottom of the second, a little Reliant K to bring us back from break. Adam Shoemaker was certainly reliant on the K as he struck out Braden Taylor to strand the bases loaded at the top of the second. Bottom of the second, we're all even up at two. Gil Hill remains on the mound with Trevor Martin up and throwing in the bullpen for the River Dogs. Jeremy Celedonio will lead it off, followed by Nick Clarno and Ambioris Tavares. Celedonio's second game of the series went 1-for-4 with a single and three strikeouts on Wednesday night. Green Jackets in their Friday night reds to represent the affiliation with the Atlanta Braves. Braves are in action later this evening at 10:15. They take on the Giants out west. First pitch, slider to Celedonio, cut on and missed. Gil Hill, in his debut, trying to get through the entire order one time. He'll drop another breaking ball in, and it's 0-2. Green Jackets ended up with three hits in that first frame. And they're going to say Celedonio strikes out here on a pitch that was in the zone. Celedonio thought he held up there. I think he's asking whether it was swinging or looking. And now Nick Clarno into the box with one man out and no one up. first strikeout of the career in affiliated baseball for Gil Hill, who misses here. They say it was a strikeout swinging. 1-0, fouled off. Clarno spent last week with AA Mississippi. The M Braves are also playing the Rays affiliate, Montgomery, this week. 1-1 outside, and last night they gave up an ultimate grand slam. They got walked off with a grand slam from Ostberg, the catcher for Montgomery. 2-1 fastball taken downstairs. Every Braves affiliate in action today, all the way down to the Florida Complex League. 3-1 taken for a strike, down and away. The FCL Braves in the championship series against the FCL Yankees, they picked up a 3-2 win earlier today with Brooks Wilson picking up the dub on rehab. 3-2 pitch, cut on and missed, and Clarno goes down swinging. So back-to-back strikeouts here for Gil Hill to begin the frame. And now the lineup will flip over for Tavares, and Smedley remains in the dugout for now. They're going to try and let Gil Hill get through this second inning. First pitch to Tavi, slider for a strike. Rome and Greensboro tied up at one in high A, with Owen Murphy making his debut at that level this evening. 0-1 grounded foul down the third baseline from Tavares. Gwinnett up 1-0 on Nashville at Coolray Field in Atlanta. As Tavares calls time, Mississippi and Montgomery just underway with, coincidentally, Mason Montgomery getting the start for the Montgomery Biscuits. So I'll have to deal with double Montgomerys today. 0-2 fouled off. You ever think when the Rocket City Trash Pandas, the AA affiliate of Anaheim, play the Montgomery Biscuits, they're looking for an angel to fly from Montgomery? Either way, 0-2 pitch caught on and missed, and Gil Hill strikes out the side in the second. A much better bounce back frame after that rocky first, and we're through two frames here, all even up at two. Top of the third when we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Top of the third, Adam Shoemaker's night is done through two innings. It's likely that both starters will end up done after six outs. Replacing him is Starlin Rodriguez, the final line for Shoemaker, who made an error that advanced a runner. He goes two innings, gives up one hit, two runs. They're both earned. He walks three, hits one, and strikes out four, which is more or less par for the course. The strikeout stuff really plays when it's in the zone, and then sometimes when it's out of the zone, bad things happen. Cooper Kinney will lead it off here. 3, 4, and 5. Kinney, Cermak, and Spikes. The Starlin Rodriguez, a very different profile to Shoemaker. 23 years of age, 6 feet tall. The righty out of Puerto Plata in the DR. Pitched all of last season here in Augusta, making his 21st appearance for the Green Jackets this year, and a slider misses outside for ball one. 2-3 with a 7.45 ERA for Starlin. Had a tough series in Fredericksburg over two outings, went three innings, gave up six runs on eight hits while walking two. This pitch in for a strike, it is now a 1-1 count. Picked up the save in his last home outing here on August 5th against Columbia. 1-1 pitch to Kinney is hit hard to right field, sending Celedonio towards the track. He looks up and makes the catch, running into the wall. Kinney remains a little snake-bitten here over the last couple of days, now just 2-for-14 this week. That one nearly had enough to get out or off the wall. Instead, it dies about 5 feet from the wow sign in the right center field power alley for out number one. Cermak, the next man up, who scored the first run of the game for the visitors. He walked and then took second on an error and then scored on a heads-up base-running play on Martinez's infield single. Tied up inside here with a slider, it's 0-1. Gotta wonder, we talked a little bit about Mason Montgomery in the Rays organization now pitching for Montgomery. You can't imagine that there are too many guys, as Cermak pops this one up foul and out of play, you can't imagine there are too many guys who pitch for the same a team with the same name or same location as their surname. It would be like if the man on the mound for the Green Jackets was a Starlin Augusta or something like that. 0-2 on Cermak. I think some are probably easier than others to do. And the pitch. Poked foul again, right side out of play. All tied up at 2 in the top of the third. Slow-moving game here and kind of a languid day, all things considered, at the end of the work week. 0-2 is chopped towards the mound. Rodriguez is there to pick it up. His throw to first has to hustle and is there in time. Well, he really set himself there for that throw. Cermak, not one to give up anything at any given time, really hustled his way up the line. Always a hard 90 from him, but it ends up with a 1-3 put out to record out number 2. Spikes into the box, takes a slider for a strike. A late signal there from the home plate umpire, Sullivan. Spike struck out looking his first time up. Had a triple that nearly got out of the ballpark yesterday. That was to lead off the seventh inning against Teomar Diaz. 0-1. Line down the left field line hard, but foul. It clangs over near Nolan Martinez, who'll have to go onto the field to pick it up and give one of the 100 kids or so over in that berm a chance for a souvenir. He will pick out one and toss it up, and a gaggle of kids will go after it and fall down almost like a set of bowling pins. 1-1 to Spikes. It's lined to left field. This will get down for a hit. It just splits the difference between the third baseman and shortstop, and Spikes is aboard with a two-out single. Well, speaking of bowling pins around baseball today, Mookie Betts returned to Fenway for the first time since that offseason trade back in 2020 and got greeted with a long standing ovation from the Fenway faithful. Betts, of course, a phenomenal bowler, a three-sport athlete back in the day, and bowled a perfect game while growing up in Tennessee. John Diaz, the next man up, with a man on first, two away. And a slider drops a little bit too far low there. And the 1-0. Chopped down the line towards third. It might beat the shift, and it will. Exposito picks it up. He won't have a play. It'll be a softly struck infield single for Diaz as Spikes takes second. And now two men on with two men out. That one just got down the line, and the infield shifting ever so slightly. It was just hit softly enough that it died. That 2011 MLB draft is so interesting to look back on in retrospect. Mookie Betts went in the fifth round, which is great value. He went one pick before Brandon Woodruff. Marcus Semien was in that round. Tommy La Stella for the Braves. Clay Holmes. It's one of the more talented drafts of the last 15 years or so. So the catcher, Martinez, playing first today, is in the box. He'll take one low. He had an infield single that gave him an RBI as it, again, just spun softly up the third base line. One oh, caught on and missed. Change up there, tied him up.
All right, let's hear it, kids. Who wants some Rosanna Blueberry Biscuits? Tim O'Shaughnessy.
Crowd trying to get the cowbell up and going as the fans oblige. 2-2 the score, two men aboard and two away, and the 1-1 is lined foul hard into the netting, and it'll die over by the third base coach's box.
Dad got beer. We want biscuits.
Just going back to that 2011 draft, by the way, of picks 1 through 20, only 7 did not end up as MLB All-Stars, which is remarkable, a remarkable success rate. 1-2 on Martinez. The pitch is hit hard to center field, but playable for Grady. He started back. Now he'll come in. It's hanging up there. He'll make the catch. Side retired. A couple of two-out singles, but no trouble for Starlin Rodriguez. We go to the bottom of the third, still even, 2 apiece.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
The High Agency, Revolution Machine Tool, and SRP, Federal Credit Union. We also have some special birthday celebration announcements. Happy 35th birthday to Ashley Willis. Happy 9th birthday to Jack Womack.
Back here in the bottom of the third, Gil Hill's debut is done. A pretty solid performance from him, all things considered. The final line, he goes 2 innings, giving up 3 hits, 2 runs both earned, with a walk and 3 strikeouts. He buckled down in the second inning and fanned the side in order. And now Trevor Martin, the Oklahoman, comes in. He will have 2, 3, and 4. Grady Compton and Exposito due up. Jace Grady, who walked and scored in the first, is the next man due up here this half inning. Martin, an elite strike thrower. He has 120 strikeouts on the season. Big righty steps in. First pitch is taken just outside, 94 miles an hour there. He's been used as a starter all season, playing a slightly different role today. It's his 23rd game, and he has started 20 of the previous 22. Miss outside here to Grady. Oklahoma State product out of Pateau, Oklahoma. Third rounder back in 2022. 6'5" tall, 240 pounds. And he has been very dominant against Augusta this season. If he gets through the fourth today, he'll be at 100 innings this year. Grady swinging on a hitter-friendly count will bloop one over to the second baseman who makes the catch, one away. Now Compton, 1-for-1 to the plate, getting his first look at Martin. On the season, 8-5, a 3.58 ERA. Now 98 and a third innings of work for him, 120 strikeouts to just 37 walks, and an opponent batting average of .225. By any metric, he has been one of the league's most reliable arms this year. Compton rolls over on this one, down the first baseline, just foul, maybe half an inch the wrong side of the chalk. Martin, after being drafted, pitched one inning in the Florida Complex League last year, so two-thirds an inning away from 100 career frames. Last time out, went 4 2/3, struck out 5, did not pick up a decision. His last outing against the Green Jackets was a rare off day for him. He went just 3 1/3, no decision, giving up 4 runs on 5 hits with 3 walks, which is an oddity for him. He really keeps the ball in the strike zone. 0-1 to Compton is in for a strike at the knees. No one keeps the ball in the zone as much as tomorrow's starter, though. The righty Marcus Johnson, who until his outing with Augusta had only walked 3 men this year. 0-2, slice foul ball to the left field line and over into the stands. Martin's given up 2 runs exactly in each of his 4 outings so far this month, 18 in the third inning, so 3.93 ERA. The big thing for him is he is just very consistent. 0-2, breaking ball tipped foul off of Brecker's mask. He had one outing that was a real aberration against Lynchburg where he got chased in the second inning. He followed it up by going 7 innings against a hapless Fayetteville team the next time out to kind of even up that disparity. Still 0-2. The pitch is lined towards first, and again, this one just a bit foul. The River Dogs promoted Alex Ayala Jr., the Panamanian, up to High A Bowling Green today. So they're a man light. They're at 29 active players right now. They'll likely be able to get through this weekend without a new addition. 0-2. Caught on and missed. High fastball at 94. 2 up, 2 down now for Martin, as we're all even at 2 apiece in the bottom of the third. So now in the cleanup spot, EJ Exposito flew out to right his first time up. First pitch to him is a slider in the zone. Expo 0 for 1, 2 for 8 now this week. 5 runs batted in behind the 4-way tie for first in the league. 0-1, breaking ball that slipped, taken up high. Green Jackets, speaking of being a little bit light as far as available players go, they're carrying only 28 active men. Slider for a strike to Expo, now 1-2. With Shea Shanahan getting promoted along with John Carlos Lara after Wednesday's game, only 28 men on the roster, only 14 pitchers who are active right now, but only 3 used yesterday and 3 used on Wednesday night. 1-2 pitch, high fastball hit to right center field. Cermak charging in. He will dive and drop the ball. It comes off the palm of his glove, and Exposito will take second alertly. It'll be a double, the second of the week for EJ Exposito, as Ryan Cermak nearly took away yet another base hit but was unable to come up with it. And EJ Exposito taking full advantage of the ricochet of the ball on the grass to take second. Well, Cermak, a different man might have let that one bounce, but Cermak nearly took that one away. They have given it as the 18th double of this season for Exposito. So a man in scoring position now for Will Verdung, who got an RBI single in the first, his 6th RBI this season. Martin checks the runner. Expo goes. The pitch taken inside. Brecker's throw to third is in time. And there goes the 16 consecutive stolen base streak for Exposito. He gets caught at third to end the inning. He falls 1 short of the single season Augusta record this year. A double, none left. We go to the top of the fourth. Rodriguez back to the mound, still even up at 2 apiece.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Now batting catcher Brian Brecker.
Top of inning number four, with Brecker in to lead it off. Rodriguez remains on the mound. All even up at two apiece. Brecker, Barrette, and Colmenares in here to begin this frame. The righty Brecker, first pitch is hit high in the air on the right side of the infield towards foul ground. Compton in the first base coach's box will make the catch for out number one. One pitch, one out for Rodriguez. Barrette, who drove in a run with an RBI hit by pitch his first time up, is now in the box. The lefty picked up his 30th ribby of the season in somewhat anticlimactic fashion. College football starts tomorrow. We're less than 24 hours away as Barrette takes a ball. It's a great time of year. Fall just around the corner. This pitch fisted towards center field. It'll drop in for a base hit by Barrette. That one just a little cue shot. And a couple of hits now against Rodriguez, and neither have been hit all that hard. Colmenares is the next man up, with the man on first and one away. If it seems a little slow here or a little low energy in the broadcast tonight, there was a huge, like, three or four car pileup outside my window this morning at about 5:45, and I only got about 4 hours of sleep, which is about half of what I was hoping for, but gotta make do with what you have. Not every day is gonna be the 18. Colmenares squares the bunt and pushes one down the third baseline. The pitcher fields it. His throw to first is not gonna be in time, man. Colmenares beats out an infield single, a nicely placed bunt. It was a bang-bang play, but the foot for Colmenares down just in time. Now two men on and one away with, I believe, Sam Strickland up and warming in the bullpen.
Third baseman, Brayden Taylor.
So Taylor in, he'll take one just low. We're all tied up at two. Men on first and second, and the pitch here is outside. Now 2-0. A bloop single and a bunt single have put two men aboard, and a good chance here for the heart of the order to put the River Dogs in front. Taylor, two strikeouts so far, but ahead in the count here, 2-0. And the pitch in for a strike, taken with a slider on the outside edge. Seeing a variety of different jerseys in the crowd tonight, there's a three-man group behind home plate who are all wearing Orioles jerseys. I think they might have gotten a little bit lost. 2-1. Outside and low. Oh, 18 men have now batted, by the way, in the last five outs after a 1-2-3 first for Shoemaker. 3-1. Taken outside, ball four, and the bases are loaded with one man away, and a golden opportunity for Cooper Kinney. Berrete to third, Colmenares to second. Strickland readying himself in the Augusta bullpen. Infield pulled over to the first base side. Kinney 0 for 2. He has driven in 50 men this year. A chance to put the River Dogs on top. The lefty will take one up and away for a ball. Worst case scenario here for Kinney is a productive out, trying to bring that go-ahead run home from third. Caught on and missed. He was trying to bring them all home there, but was not able to make contact. One-one. Chopped foul down the third base line and over into the Augusta dugout, where it gets fielded on the top step. One and two. The pitch is in the dirt. It gets all the way to the backstop. The run will come in to score. Everyone advances 90 feet as scampering into the dugout is Berrete, who took off from third and did not stop. Everyone will move up, and now a 3-2 ball game. So now men at second and third. Colmenares at third, Taylor at second. Good speed on the bases as well. River Dogs a chance to really blow this game open here in the top of the fourth. The 1-2 is hit hard to right center field. That will score at least one run. One run in, they're going to put the brakes on as slipping over at third is the lead runner. The throw from Clarno goes into center field, and that will bring in the next run as a needless throw will send another run across, and both runs do eventually score. Nick Clarno and the Green Jackets defense tried to catch the batter, Kinney, going first to second after Taylor was initially held up at third. It'll turn into a couple of runs now. A 5-2 ball game. Inning continues with the cleanup man, Cermak, up to the plate, and Kinney on second. We'll wait for the scoring here. That'll likely be a single and an error with one RBI. But Kinney on second base, and the first pitch here is called a ball to Cermak. Pitch swung on and missed. 1-1 here. We'll see how much longer Rodriguez gets. It is indeed a single for Kinney with an error on Clarno after the fact. And so just one RBI for Kinney on that play is 51st. This one in the dirt, and now 2-1. Already the third time through the order here in the top of the fourth. The errors have proven really costly so far, along with the four walks and the hit batsman. 2-1 to Cermak, who takes a big swing and a miss here. It'll even up 2-2. Spikes on deck, singled his last time up. 5-2 the score. Green Jackets have given up now five unanswered. And the 2-2 pitch is caught on and missed. He chased way up and out of the zone for out number two. Now a chance for Spikes to maybe bring home this fourth run of the frame. 1-2. He's had a good series so far. Four hits, including a triple. His next run batted in will be his 50th of the season. Righty on righty, the first pitch slider down and away. Kinney, a big lead at second. 1-0 pitch is right down the middle for a strike. Martin back out to the mound for the visitors the next frame. Spikes grounds this one to third. Expo is there. His throw to first is picked out by Compton. Side retired. But three runs come home, a wild pitch, and a single and an error. And after seven men bat, it's now a three-run lead. 5-2, the score. River Dogs on top here at SRP Park.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Scary Smith, number 54, Will Verdun.
Will Verdong in here to lead it off in inning number four. Martin's first pitch in for a strike. Green Jackets now found themselves down by 3-5-2. After two straight error-free games, a couple of errors already in this one for the Green Jackets, Martin is capable of going seven innings if needed. He'll miss upstairs here now to Verdong 1-1, but you certainly wouldn't put it past him to try and get through the entirety of this game. At the very least, he'd be hoping to go five, you would imagine. This one for a strike. Ball boy out to deliver some fresh peas to the umpire. Sun is setting here. It's pretty much all set at this point. It's 8:13. This has been a much slower game than the last couple of games. A lot of traffic on the bases for both teams. 1-2 pitch. Right down the middle. Strike three call. Got him at the bottom of the zone. It split the plate in two, and Verdun caught looking. And now Cade Kern. RBI single for him his first time up. And the first pitch down and away to Curran, hitting now 218. Broke a little 0 for 7 with that RBI single. Green Jackets got two in the first. They are scoreless since then, having sent up the minimum after Expo doubled. He was then caught stealing to end the third. 1-0, fouled off. Braves in action tonight, the late game. They are scheduled for first pitch at 10:15 out in the beautiful ballpark in San Francisco. 1-1. down and away. Plenty of other games in action right now, though, with the Yankees up 2-1 over the Rays. The Yankees, who have won just once in the last 2 weeks. Astros up 1-0 on the Tigers. Nats up 3-0 on the Marlins, whose hopes of that wild card spot are drifting further and further away each passing day. 2-1 pitch downstairs and in the dirt. Angels up 2-1 on the Mets with Shohei Ohtani in the lineup today. He is 1-for-1 with a walk so far, even though he has a torn UCL, and that requires some kind of dedication and also some real confidence in himself as well. 3-1. Kern takes one on the inside corner for a strike. It'll go full. Red Sox lead the Dodgers 3-0 right now in a big series for Boston. 8 games over 500 and just a smidge outside of the wild card right now. 3-2 pitch. High fastball got him swinging. Third strikeout for Trevor Martin and two away for Pio Boucher. Speaking of the Red Sox, the Salem Red Sox will be in town starting on Tuesday. They will be the final opponent here at SRP Park this season. They've got a new look lineup as well with some top draft capital. As Boucher takes a strike. Yesterday they saw the debut of Natan Zanatello, a fifth rounder who went way over slot, a real prized selection for the Sox. Boucher takes one upstairs here. It's 1-1. They've also got both Garcia brothers, Jostingson Garcia and Jonafran Garcia, who have combined for 24 runs batted in this year. 1-1, strike at the knees. Of course, the top pick for the Red Sox is here, just like Hurston Waldrop, already in high A, where he's hitting .429 right now. Kyle Teal, the catcher out of Virginia Tech. 1-2-1 Boucher. Martin looking for a 1-2-3 frame. The pitch is downstairs. It'll even up 2-2. As far as Green Jackets alumni in the news, Julio Ramos recalled to San Francisco today to face the Braves. 2-2. Swung on and missed. And Martin will strike out the side. Second time tonight, the Green Jackets have fanned in order going 1-2-3. We go to the fifth. It is a 5-2 ball game with the Rays affiliate, the River Dogs, on top.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Right fielder, John Diaz.
John Diaz in the lead off the fifth, and a big swing and a miss as Sam Strickland comes into the game. Last time out for Strickland a week ago today when he got a 12-out save. He went the final four innings in Augusta's demolition of Fredericksburg. When he entered the game, it was 15-2. A couple of runs that he allowed were charged to Murphy, and all of them that he surrendered were unearned. He's been used as a bulk reliever for the back half of Friday games for much of this year. And to some success, he's got the lowest ERA of all players who were on this team before August. Tipped into the mitt by Diaz. He goes down on strikes to begin the outing. 5-2 the score. It'll be Martinez and Brecker, the next two to bat this half inning. Strickland, a 19th rounder in 2021. This is his 18th outing with the Green Jackets, a 4-2 record and a 3.19 ERA, and he has been hard to hit. A lefty who throws hard and turns his whole body as he releases the ball. It's actually harder on righties than on lefties. He's got reverse splits of sorts, and this is a lefty-heavy lineup. Martinez fouls this one off. Righties hitting just 240 against him. Lefties hitting 333, but a chance to retire his second straight lefty to begin the game. Rodriguez, his final line, two innings of work. He gives up five hits, three runs, two earned with a walk and a strikeout. And the 0-2 pitch is popped up right side of the infield. Compton and Verdung both there. Verdung and Compton neck and neck, and now the second baseman, Verdung, makes the catch. Two away.
Catcher Brian Brecker.
So quickly two away for Brecker, who is 0 for 1 with a walk. 1 for 26 now. He'll take a strike on the outside corner, down to 0.38 for the average. And you get the sense he just needs something to fall. When you get that first single, perhaps, then it'll open up the mental side. He'll take one just outside. It's 1-1. Strickland, the third arm used today by Augusta, and ideally could be the last, depending on what he has in the tank. 1-1. Popped foul and out of play over by us. It'll make the roof. Green Jackets, on the other hand, just went down in order on strikes to Trevor Martin. They've got seven strikeouts. Seven different men have been fanned so far today for Augusta. Jace Grady and EJ Exposito, the only two yet to K. 1-2 to Brecker, caught on and missed, and it's a 1-2-3 inning in rapid fire for Strickland. Bottom of the fifth when we come back here at SRP Park, still 5-2 with the visitors on top.
Fans, remember, you can submit your photo for tonight's game to the online app for the chance to be our fan photo of the game, presented by CSRA Photography. We'll show our top fan photo in the bottom of the sixth inning. Scan the QR code on the board or check out page 11 in the game day program. Thank you.
bottom of the fifth. Green Jackets down 5-2. Celedonio in the box. He will take a ball.
Right fielder Jeremy Celedonio.
0-for-1 with a strikeout today is Celedonio. Nick Clarno on deck. Same line. Martin on the mound, looking calm and composed. Next pitch, fastball swung on and missed. Green Jackets, 2 runs on 4 hits today. No one with a multi-hit game as of yet. And the 1-1. In for a strike on the inside edge. 91 miles an hour there from Martin on that fastball, who really does just trust his stuff. He puts the ball over the plate and lets it eat, and it's been working so far tonight. 1-2. Bounced up there, about a 57-foot breaking ball. Celedonio leads Augusta with 15 home runs. He's 2 shy of Tim Elko, who, after beginning the season in Kannapolis, is all the way up now in Double A with Birmingham. 2-2 pitch, taken, strike 3 called. Right in the bottom of the zone, 4 straight strikeouts now for Trevor Martin. And now Nick Clarno. Green Jackets have sent up the minimum since the end of the first inning. They did get a double, but a caught stealing. Looking for some presence on the base paths here, maybe to make this defense work. First pitch to Clarno is popped up right side and out of play. Gary Gilhill made a debut tonight. Will not take a decision after leaving the game with a 2-2 score. Now a 5-2 lead for the visitors. 0-1. Slider for a strike. 36 pitches now for Martin and 25 in the zone. Not missing much. He's struck out now 5 with 4 straight strikeouts. 0-2. Outside and low. A waste pitch there. Trying to get Clarno to chase out of the zone. Green Jackets down by 3. They're looking to take their 3rd straight game this series. It would match their longest home winning streak this year. Martin's 1-2 waved at and missed. It is a 5th straight strikeout for Trevor Martin. If Augusta were to win that 3rd game, it would be their 2nd time this season winning 3 straight home games. For whatever reason, the Green Jackets have much preferred the road trips this year to do most of their winning. They are 7 games above 500 on the road, but more than 10 games back of 500 here at SRP Park. Ambioris Tavares steps up 0-for-2. It's his 3rd trip to the plate, and he'll line one sharply into right center field to the alley for a base hit. Tavares hits first. He will take a big turn and now go back to the bag. He has now hit safely in the 1st 4 games this week, given 7 base knocks. Now it's only Friday night, and Augusta finally gets a base runner here in the bottom of the 5th. Now 7 for 15 this week. It's a 455 average. Tavares puts that sliding glove onto his left hand off the first base bag. Jace Grady, the next man up. He walked and scored in the first. Also popped out on a 3-0 pitch in the 2nd. And he'll take a strike here. Rather, in the 3rd, his 2nd trip to the plate. Grady, amongst all players, not just qualified players on this Green Jackets team, leads them in OPS with a 846 mark at this point. Hit 2 homers last week, including 1 a week ago today. He'll take one in the dirt here, 1-1. In fact, it was this at bat, his 3rd AB of the game, which saw him line one way out over the Green Jackets bullpen in right center field in the hitter-friendly Fredericksburg, although the park did not play any kind of part in that home run. It was long gone. Pickoff throw comes to first. Tavares back in on a slide. The catcher Martinez did not get a great read on that pickoff throw. He is a catcher at heart, playing his 1st game at first base for the River Dogs this year, and he spun the wrong way. And Tavares would have been safe regardless, but that did not do him any favors. Tavares goes. The 1-1 taken high and outside. Brecker's throw down is in time. Tavares is out on a bang-bang play at second base. The crowd doesn't like it, but the side is retired for the second straight inning. The second time against Martin, the Green Jackets will get a base hit, but have a man caught stealing to end the frame. We go to the sixth, a 5-2 lead for the River Dogs here at SRP Park.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We're back here at SRP Park, top of the sixth inning, with Strickland remaining on the mound. He had a very efficient first inning of work today, two strikeouts, setting him down 1-2-3. He'll have 9-1-2 this half inning. 11 pitches, 9 strikes for the lefty. Perrette, the nine man, has reached twice, an RBI hit by pitch and a single and a run back in the fourth. The River Dogs took the lead with a three-run frame. It was his run that, as of right now, stands as the go-ahead run. Green Jackets scoreless since the first. 0-1 tipped into the mitt, now 0-2. Strickland has faced a lot of lefties because of the six men who bat from that side in this lineup for the River Dogs, and despite typically having better numbers against righties, he has looked very assured so far. 0-2, chopper up the middle. It breaks his bat. Shortstop Tavares drops the ball, and that should be an E6, and it will put the leadoff man aboard on a funky play that saw the bat of Barrette splinter right down the top, almost vertically. It'll be the third error of the day on Augusta, the 22nd team high on Tavares. And now the lineup flips over for Cole Menares, 1-for-3, a single, a bunt single his last time up, and he scored on Cooper Kinney's RBI knock. This one caught on and missed. Now 1-1. Green Jackets did not make an error on Wednesday or Thursday in those wins, and when the Green Jackets do not commit an error, they, as you would expect, are far and away more likely to win. 1-1. Tipped foul. And the Green Jackets do not commit an error this season. They are 25-17, meaning when they do commit an error, they are almost 20 games below 500. Augusta, 8 games below 500, 54-62. They need to win two more games to assure themselves that they will not finish as the losingest team in Green Jackets history since the Braves affiliation began. 1-2, grounded to second, could be two. Verdung is there, sidearm flips Tavares for one to first, not in time. Colmenares, great speed, is able to beat it out. 4-6, force out at second. And the speedy Colmenares now just replaces Barrette on first. So one on, one out for Braden Taylor. A walk his last time up, 0-for-2, two strikeouts prior to that. Braden Taylor. First pitch to Taylor is a slider just inside, according to home plate umpire Shane Sullivan. Fans thought that one might have been in the zone. It looked like it got plenty of paint there. This one thought foul here. It's now 1-1. We have yet to see Nick Clarno's arm tested as far as stolen bases go tonight. He has thrown out 49 men this year, most in the league. Pickoff there to first, nothing doing. Strickland typically a hard guy to steal off of as well. Obviously always harder to steal off of lefties, but he has three pickoff moves that have been successful this year, and 9 of 16 stolen bases have been successful. Stolen base attempts, that is, which is a very good ratio. And of course, a lefty at the plate makes it a little bit harder for Nick Clarno, but I don't think he will mind. Two straight pickoff moves here. It's the time that Colmenares would likely try to take second base. He will hold up here. It's caught on and missed at 91. Now 1-2 on Taylor. Strickland has been very, very good against the River Dogs this year. In 8 1/3 innings, he's given up just 2 runs. 1-2. Just outside. Tried to paint a fastball on the outside corner, going lefty on lefty, always a hard thing to do. Got his first save of the season against the River Dogs back in Charleston. Runner goes 2-2, taken down low for a ball. The throw from Clarno goes into center field. No advance because of the head first slide for Colmenares, and it'll be a stolen base and a full count. A high throw from Clarno, 9th stolen base of the year for Colmenares, but the high throw goes off of Tavares' glove, and it was thrown hard enough that it got to the center fielder, Grady, pretty rapidly. No time for an advance. So 3-2 here. Base open at first now, infield shifted, the pitch is fouled off. High fastball in on the hands. Looking around the Braves organization right now, as AAA Gwinnett, now the lone team at home in Atlanta. They had to share the spotlight a little bit earlier this week with the Braves wrapping up that series with the Mets. 3-2. Cut on and missed. He lost his bat on the swing. It trickles into the dirt over towards the umpire for route number 2. But looking around the Braves organization right now, Nashville has taken the lead over Gwinnett right now. 3-2, that game in the 6th at a Coolray Field, about 25 minutes from Truist Park. 40 if we're being realistic. Big swing and a miss from Kinney here, it's 0-1. Montgomery, the Rays affiliate, is all over Mississippi right now. One hitting the M Braves in AA. They're up 6-0. In Rome, Greensboro up 3-1 on the Rome Braves. Another slider caught on and missed, 0-2. The Rome Braves being held to 2 hits right now. One hit for Corey Afton and one for Kevin Kilpatrick. So not a lot doing there. Owen Murphy goes 6 innings. It's a quality start for him. He goes 6, gives up 3 runs while striking out 4, but he's in line for the loss. 0-2. Cut on and missed. He fed him 3 straight off-speed pitches, and he gets back-to-back strikeouts to retire this side. 5.5 in the books. Green Jackets down by 3. 5-2, bottom 6. When we come back, Trevor Martin back to the mound.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
So Trevor Martin back out to the mound. He has been very solid, as has been the norm for him this year. He's, again, amongst the league leaders. He is actually the league leader in ERA as of right now. It's a little bit harder to get qualified pitchers, especially in the low minors when guys are really only going once every 6 days. And you think that just one start that goes awry could take you out of contention unless you make it up somewhere. If you get... It's hard enough to, you know, qualify as a pitcher in the bigs going once every 5 days. Grady in the box, he'll take a ball. Martin so far, three innings of work. He's given up two hits, one to Exposito and one to Ambioris Tavares. He has struck out six. Up to 126 strikeouts now on the season. 1-0 to Grady. Tipped into the mitt. Now 1-1. Augusta held scoreless since the bottom of the first. In fact, they have been held without a second man on base since that time. They've sent up the minimum in four straight frames. They've got 2-3-4 this half inning. Big looping curveball taken outside at 78. Grady walked and scored in the first. Compton 1-for-2 on deck. Exposito, also 1-for-2, is the man in the hole. In for a strike. It brushed him back from the plate a little up and in, and it did indeed get a good portion of the zone, so we'll reset for a 2-2. Very small shift for the switch hitter Grady to the pull side, batting lefty here with the second baseman a bit towards the first base bag. The 2-2 is outside. First baseman is on the line, but the left side of the infield is more or less intact, so almost daring him to try and hit one right up the middle. Grady hitting 286, extended the on-base peak already, and the 3-2 is caught on and missed. Strikeout number 7 for Trevor Martin. He's been going to that low fastball a lot in two straight counts, and it's worked just about every single time. With Trevor Martin now up to 127 strikeouts here. He has passed the 100-inning threshold now. Was used as both a closer and a starter in his time in college for the Pokes. He is chasing his season high of 10 strikeouts. That was against Delmarva back on July 21st. A 1 to Compton. In the dirt, it skips up and hits off the knee of the catcher, Brecker. Speaking of strikeouts, tomorrow, Marcus Johnson, a pitcher who is known for his strike-throwing abilities, another guy who was used in both relief and starting capacities in his college days, will get the nod for the visitors. The 1-1. Compton lines it right to the shortstop, Colmenares, who hardly had to move. And he is retired for out number 2. So now EJ Exposito, 1-for-2, a double and a caught stealing so far. He's got a pair of two baggers this week, 3-for-9. Average now up to 220. It was dipping close to the Mendoza line a couple of weeks ago, but as often happens, those downturns in form are equaled out by hot streaks, and he had three RBI games in the road trip, the two-week road trip. Takes a strike here at 79. Ended up with a very productive out back in the first that led to a run scoring on a single. He'll tag this one down the left field line, dropping towards the line. It's a fair ball. He's going to end up with his second double of the day. The throw will go to third, and E.J. Exposito tack on double number 19 now on the season.
And that is another double for Dollars. Every double for E.J. Exposito. Help this season. The Mike Costello offer will donate $5 to the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Augusta.
Expo wearing out that left field corner. 100 miles an hour off the bat. He is responsible for both extra base hits for Augusta tonight, and that'll bring up Will Verdung, a chance to cut into the deficit. Score is 5-2. Green Jackets scoreless since the first. Green Jackets without a home run over the course of this series so far. In fact, only one long ball for the two teams combined, and it was a kind of 3-0 hack that was taken by John Diaz back on Tuesday. Verdung, the righty, in the box. Exposito got caught stealing third in a similar situation a couple of innings ago, and Verdung takes one up and in. A single and a strikeout so far. Verdung was the man at the plate when Expo got thrown out trying to go second to third. Just the third time this season that Exposito was caught stealing. Green Jackets 0-2 running on Brecker. 1-0, very high. Martin had that one slip. And Brecker will come out to the mound and have a chat here with his battery mate. 3 2/3 innings so far. He's only up to 55 pitches, but the strike rate has dropped a little bit in the last couple of frames. He was hovering at about an 80% clip, and now just 34 strikes on 55 pitches. Verdung got his sixth run batted into the season with that first inning single.
And remember, tonight's chaser, new is the Cuban dog with ham, cheese, pickles, and mustard. You gotta get yours now. $10 at the Back Nine Grill.
Now, everyone back to their stations. For Dung. Awaits in the box. Expo dancing off of second, and the pitch is on the outside edge. A good location there for Martin, now 2-1. No action in either bullpen. Martin, typically a starter, can go 5-6 frames if needed. He could, in theory, go all seven that would be needed for him to complete the game, although that is unlikely where he is at right now pitch-wise. Can go to 85 pitches or so. 2-1 downstairs. That was a fastball, I believe, in the dirt at 90. It was either a fastball or a very hard changeup. Either way, it did not have the desired effect. Verdung has now hit safely in three straight games and looking for another knock here to bring home a run. The 3-1. In at the bottom of the zone for a strike, it will fill up. Green Jackets, like every other team in the league, have a batting average of over 300 on 3-1 counts this year. It's a hitter's count for a reason. Green Jackets have hit the most homers in the league on that count as well. But now a full count with a man on second and two away. Exposito dancing off of second and the 3-2. Grounded foul into the dugout. EJ was trying to take off there, and Martin held onto the ball long enough to force him to scurry back to second, so Verdung stays alive, and Exposito as well on that second base bag. The 3-2, down in the dirt, ball four. So a great plate appearance from Verdung, and for the first time since there was two outs in the first inning, the Green Jackets have two men on the base path at the same time. And now a chance for Cade Kern, who is 1-2 as Levy Romero will come out. Braves in action tonight against the Giants. We'll look at their lineup right now. Nicky Lopez getting the start at second base. He's batting ninth. Lopez has been awesome so far. No Ozzie Albies, who is still on the IL, No surprises really in the lineup. Michael Harris batting second with Riley Olson Ozuna in the heart of the order. And of course, Acuna leading off. Acuna with some competition perhaps for that NL MVP award. It was looking like he was going to be a shoe-in, and now both Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman are hunting him down. Speaking of Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, the Dodgers have tied it up. They've scored three straight in the sixth inning against the Red Sox to even it up at three. Lance Lynn on the mound for the Dodgers with Cutter Crawford being relieved after five for the Red Sox. And the Mookie Betts return to Fenway. Cade Kern here, the tying run. He'll take one downstairs from Martin. And now a little bit of shuffling down the bullpen line as Martin, who looked like he was operating on cruise control, has worked himself into some two-out trouble. Exposito, a two-out double and then a walk on eight pitches from Verdung. 1-0. Inside, it shifts the back leg, and now a very favorable count for Cade Kern. RBI single for him in the first, and a strikeout as part of that 1-2-3 inning in the fourth. Two-oh pitch. Hit towards left field, blooping in. Colmenares leaps, it's over his glove. Exposito rounds, he will score without a throw as Cade Kern drops in a single to score a run. His second RBI of the day. And now the Green Jackets within two, 5-3. A great piece of hitting, a little inside-out swing there, and it found some green grass down in the left center field. Will Verdung advances to second base. Tying run now aboard as Herline Rosario, the youngster, begins to throw in the bullpen for the River Dogs. First run since the first, and Boucher will take a fastball very high. Boucher is 0-2. He is 0-12 so far this series with seven strikeouts, a strikeout rate of 55% so far in his Green Jackets career. Looking perhaps for that one swing, that'll open him up, and it would be a great time to do that right here and now. And then on first and second, the 1-0 curveball for a strike. He dropped it in at 76, just floated it in. One. Curveball grounded to third. It's hard hit, but it's right at Taylor, who will gun it to third himself and step on the bat to retire the side. But Cade Kern knocks in his second run of the game. And we will go to the seventh inning. Strickland coming back out. Now a two-run game. It is 5-3.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip. Socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast Internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement, subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Green Jackets get a run back in the bottom of the sixth with an RBI single from Cade Kern, his second ribby of the day. They trail by 2, 5-3. with Strickland still on the mound here. He entered in the fifth and has yet to surrender a hit. He gave up a base runner via an error. The third of the day for Augusta. That was back in the last inning, but had two straight strikeouts to finish him off. And now Cermak in the box. He'll take a fastball for a strike at the waist. Strickland, his fastball, it really just cuts down. It stays nice and straight, which, of course, is the whole point of a fastball. But something about, I don't know if it's his frame or where he is releasing the ball from, but it makes it very effective. It just doesn't move all that much, and that is equally disorienting to hitters sometimes. There's a great story about Zach Greinke as the count's 0-2, and the pitch is in the dirt, spiked up there. But Zach Greinke knew that Joey Votto was so good. One of the things that made Votto so elite, or still makes Votto good, although I think his days of being elite are probably past, just slightly. Love the guy, though. As the 1-2 is caught on and missed, make it three straight Ks for Strickland. But Greinke knew that Votto was just elite at picking up the spin on balls, and that led to him hitting for power. And Votto had a pretty good record against Greinke in the early stages of his career, so Greinke decided to switch it up and throw deliberately bad pitches. As taking a big swing and a miss, his spikes, it's 0-1. Greinke threw some sliders that didn't really break all that much and some fastballs that didn't do all that much either, and Votto was absolutely dumbfounded, and he struck out a couple times. 0-1 outside, and of course, I think that speaks a lot to Greinke's artistry as a pitcher, being able to have such a good grasp on his own pitch set that he could kind of screw with it of his own accord like that. As the 1-1 from Strickland is a swing and a miss, so now 1-2. And of course, also, it speaks to the skill set of Votto, how, you know, he's so good at hitting good pitches, and when you see something that's a little bit different from the norm, that can be when trouble sets in. And of course, those two are very friendly. They've played the better part now of two full decades against each other. 1-2. Hit hard and off the underside of the scoreboard, and right back to the batter, Spikes, who makes a barehanded grab. I think the PA announcer said, give that man a contract, and I think that's been taken care of back in the draft of 2021, but who am I to say? 1-2, the pitch from Strickland, fouled off again, a little late there at 95. That's about as hard as we'll see from Strickland, and talking to some hitters who have faced Strick in live EP, they say his fastball plays up like 3 or 4 miles an hour, so lefties typically get a little bit of a velo boost by virtue of being a southpaw, and if you're throwing 95 as a lefty, that's almost like 98, 99 sometimes for some hitters. 1-2, taken downstairs this time, it'll even up. There's another great story about Zach Greinke where one day before his start, he was talking to either his manager or his pitching coordinator, and Salvador Perez, his catcher, and he said, hey, I'm going to throw a cutter today. 2-2, cut on and miss. Finally retires Spikes, make it four straight strikeouts for Strickland, give him 6 now on the day, and four straight retired. There's now two outs, no one on for John Diaz, but Greinke decided to, you know, he'd never thrown a cutter before, and then one day he was just messing around in long toss and was like, hey, I'm going to start throwing a cutter now, as Diaz, a huge home run swing and a miss for a strike. But Greinke decided to throw a cutter, and it worked with no real practice. And 0-1, swing and a miss, another huge fastball at 95. Strickland really raising the temperature here on that radar gun, looking for his fifth consecutive K. The 0-2 pitch. Taking strike three, called on the outside corner. Strickland strikes out the side in order. He has struck out 5 consecutive batters, and we will go to the stretch. Strickland hitting 95-96. Has not been touched in his outing so far. We'll keep it here for the stretch. 5-3 to score as Herlene Rosario is going to come in. Martin's day is over.
First Best of Chiropractic offers an affordable, painless, drug-free approach to treat back pain, headaches, and heart accident injuries. For more information, please contact 803-599-5902 or visit their website at www.firstbestofchiropractic.com. And happy birthday, Hayden! Happy birthday, Hayden! Thanks for coming out to the park. And everyone, welcome to Stella Dixon, Keysville, Spain, 102 years young.
Wow, we've got a centenarian in the house tonight. Selma Dixon, 102 years old today. Deciding to spend it in the 100-degree heat. When the heat matches your age, it's a great thing if you're a fan of cold weather in your youth and, I guess, a fan of warmer days in your older age. Caroline Rosario is in here as we've got music playing. It's not going to deter him from firing in a strike. It's 1-1. Celedonio is the man who will lead it off this half inning. It's a 1-1 count. Rosario, the righty from Nagua in the DR, is making his ninth appearance, and Celedonio will pop this one up in foul ground. Brecker gives it a look. It will land in the stands, untouched. A fan in a Spencer Strider jersey didn't do the former Green Jacket any compliments there by missing that ball. It goes right through the wickets. Rosario has allowed just one earned run in his first eight outings. He has given up four runs in total, 19 strikeouts to four walks. Very good numbers all season long. It's his 16th outing between the FCL and here, and he'll get a strike three called on Celedonio, his hat trick of strikeouts. Rough series for him, now 1-for-7 with 6 Ks. And that'll bring up Nick Clarno, looking to avoid a similar fate. Rosario added to the roster in the second week of July, right before the All-Star break. Working from the windup, the pitch is down in the dirt. Green Jacket saw him one time. That was back on July 26th. He went 2 2/3. He gave up a hit and a walk and struck out three without allowing a run. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 92. Last time out, gave up three runs, but none of them were earned. He did give up four hits, a rarity for him. Was dominant in the FCL. 1-1. Swing and a miss. In the FCL this year, a sub-1 whip, an opponent batting average of 169. And pretty comparable numbers here. Curveball just misses inside at 75. So Trevor Martin ends up giving up one run. He did strand a couple of men aboard last inning. Four innings of four-hit, one-run ball. 2-2, waved at and missed. The bottom of the order is 0-for-6 with 6 strikeouts. Quickly two away here in the seventh. All in all, a good outing for Martin, though. Four innings of work, four hits, a run. It was earned, one walk, and seven strikeouts. And in all likelihood, it puts him in line for the win. Green Jacket's trying to change that, though. Tavares takes a changeup for a strike. He singled his last time up and then was caught stealing. Samuel Strickland on the other side has been great for the Green Jackets. Three innings of no-hit ball with seven Ks. One and one on Tavares, who has a lineout and a strikeout today. He's extended his hitting streak to four. Rosario, a very slow and deliberate windup, and the pitch is waved at and missed. Slider now 1-2. Rosario very old school in that delivery. He lifts his hand in his glove over his head, similar to what Seth Keller does when he works out of the windup. He is Augusta's starter tomorrow night. One and two on Tavares. The pitch high and away. Rosario looking to strike out the side here in his first inning of relief work. It is a save situation here, although unlikely that he could go three innings. They'd likely have to use another arm in the back of the pen. 2-2. Cut on and missed. Change up on the outside part of the plate. He does indeed strike out the side. Green Jackets have now fanned 13 times in seven innings. We'll go to the eighth. Strickland to the mound. It's still a 5-3 ball game. River Dogs ahead.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here in the eighth inning now, Sam Strickland on the mound. He has gone three innings. He is not allowed a hit, and he has struck out seven, just one shy of his season high. Last year, he did have a 11-strikeout game against Delmarva in eight innings. He was named Pitcher of the Week for that performance. Lefty catcher Martinez in. He will take a breaking ball for a strike to begin his AB. He is one for three, a RBI single, a flyout, and a pop-up. The River Dogs without a hit since the top of the fourth. A one, lined hard towards first. It short hops Compton, who will go to first himself and beat out Martinez by a step and a half. Strickland on cruise control so far. He has started a couple of games this year, but only 45 pitches now through three and a third innings. He could very easily end up as the last arm to work today for Augusta if this kind of efficiency continues. First pitch to Brecker, in for a strike. And the 0-1 hit to right. High fly ball. Celedonio comes in, now moves to his left and makes the catch. Two away.
Left fielder Christopher Barrente.
So now Barrente is trying to break this string. The only base runner to reach against Strickland was on an error since the entrance of Strickland at the top of the fifth. He has fanned seven men, induced two pop-ups, one flyout, and a ground out. He has made it look academic. Fastball up and away to Barrette, and a ton of strikes, 38 strikes on 46 pitches so far. Barrette, the nine man, 1-0. Checked his swing, did not hold up. It's in the zone anyways at 91. Seth Keller starting tomorrow. Lucas Braun making his fourth start on Sunday. As Barrette will pop this one foul, and it'll hit the light stanchion actually over by the box office. should be a great crowd tomorrow night. There will not be any cowbells in attendance, one would hope. 1-2. Just gets a piece of it to stay alive. Rosario will come back out for the eighth. He does have one save this season for the River Dogs, although he'd be asked to go three innings for the save, which he has not done yet. 1-2. Popped up. Shallow center field. Grady started back. Now comes in. Tavares, the shortstop, is there. He will make the catch. Side retired. Another hitless inning for the River Dogs against Strickland, who has been superb. Bottom of the eighth. When we come back, we'll keep the crowd mic here.
Listen up, Green Jackets fans, enter for a chance to make your dog famous and win great prizes in Nationwide's Dog Dugout Sweepstakes. Scan the QR code on the video board to enter now. Nationwide is the official pet insurance of minor league baseball, which offers industry-leading pet insurance for dogs and other pets as well. As always, Nationwide is on your side.
Jace Grady in to lead it off. He will take a strike. Green Jackets down 5-3 here at SRP Park. Rosario remains on the mound. Chad Bryant up and warming for the Green Jackets. Slider here, 0-2. And the pitch. Hit foul down the left field line. Rosario struck out the side in order in the seventh and looking to pick up right where he left off. If that is the end for Strickland today, he was very good. Four innings of no-hit work. He fanned seven. Green Jackets have struck out 13 times. The River Dogs have struck out 12 times. That has been a day for the hitting coaches maybe to burn the tape on as Grady fights this one foul. Green Jackets actually out-hitting the River Dogs 7-6. It's three errors that have come very costly tonight for Augusta. Grady is 0-2 with a walk. The 0-2, breaking ball hammered down the first baseline, but foul. O-2, grounded up the middle. Second baseman Spikes is there. He gathers. His throw to first is in time for out number one. Now Drew Compton, who singled in the first, hitless since then. He's 1-3. Continues to get on base at a great clip. On base percentage that is flirting with 400 right now. First pitch to Compton, batting lefty, is just up and in. Compton out of Georgia Tech. They are not in action tomorrow. 1-0 outside. From a football perspective, that is. week zero of the CFB season. 2-0 downstairs, 3-0. The Georgia Bulldogs also not in action tomorrow. They start a week from tomorrow against Tennessee Martin. 3-0 in for a strike, now 3-1. UGA, of course, defending national champions after a dominant season, as Compton fouls this one off. The count goes full. It is, we should say very charitably, perhaps not the most difficult schedule. Tennessee Martin, Ball State, UAB in their non-conference, although it's not quite as bad as Michigan last year. Nonetheless, or this year too, for that matter. 3-2 on Drew Compton, looking to get aboard. The pitch is hit foul, and again, it'll get over towards the parking garage off the light stanchion. It's taken a beating so far today. Again, fouled off, and again to the left side. Rosario, the third man to work today on the mound for the River Dogs. And Gil Hill, who got his debut, went two innings, gave up two of the three runs for Augusta so far. Another 3-2, that one in the dirt. And Compton shows his experience there. He fouls off three straight pitches and works his way aboard. It is just the fourth walk of the day taken by the Green Jackets. And now EJ Exposito. He has two doubles to his name already. Raises average to .222. 19 doubles now on the year for Expo. Into a tie for seventh in the league. And he'll take one just on the outside edge for a strike. Fans didn't like it, neither did he. He represents the tying run. Men on first, Compton. 5-3, the score, one away. The righty delivers, and it's hit hard but foul, and it's 0-2. Rosario looking to get through this inning and then maybe even return to notch that save. He's got to deal with the heart of the order here first. Compton extends his lead slightly off the first base bag. 0-2. Big curveball taken way up high. That's a really dangerous pitch. If Exposito sits breaking ball, that ball is off the apartment building in left center field. But of course, 0-2 is probably not the count you want to hang a high curveball anytime, but it's neither here nor there. 1-2. Grounded hard down the third baseline and foul. Green Jackets led the league in homers for the first 4 months of the year. They now are 7 back of league leaders Myrtle Beach and 4 back of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and Delmarva gaining ground on them as well. They're at 82 long balls this year. Expo staying alive. 1-2. Hit hard down the right field line, slicing towards the picnic patio. It'll get out of play. Green Jackets do lead the league in strikeouts. They have been fanned 62 times more than the next closest team. Couple of foul balls here. Green Jackets wearing out Rosario a bit. Man on first and the 1-2. Fouled off the plate this time. Again, a good at-bat. And Exposito, I think he sees Rosario pretty well. He has enjoyed right now the contact and just trying to get something out over the plate, maybe coaxing the 21-year-old on the mound into a mistake. Already two extra base hits today for Expo. The only two extra base hits of the day for Augusta. 1-2. High fastball, swung on and missed. Exposito frustrated. He flips the bat down to the ground. And now two away for Dunn.
Second base number 54, Will Verdung.
So Will Verdung, a single, a walk, and a strikeout today. One and zero on Verdung, RBI in the first. The pitch is taken for a strike, changeup that time. Charleston. A win tonight would bring their magic number down to 7 as they look to clinch the second half championship. 1-1. Slider on the outside edge for a strike. Verdung thought that was away. We'll see what the electronic strike zone said. It was in the zone. Compton, a shallow lead on first. Tying run at the plate, bottom of the eighth with Kern, 2 RBIs on deck. The 1-2. Breaking ball. He checked his swing. Did he go? No. So 2-2. Rosario from the stretch. The pitch is cut on and missed. High fastball. And he strikes out his fifth man now in 2 full innings of work and spans a man aboard. Green Jackets make him work, but not hard enough as Chad Bryant comes in for the ninth. Augusta trails 5-3. Ninth inning when we come back.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back here in the top of the ninth, Chad Bryant into the game. His first action since the Tuesday game against Fredericksburg last week. He went 2 2/3 innings in that game. Gave up 4 runs on 3 hits with 4 walks. He did strike out 4 in that one. Bryant will have Colmenares to lead it off. Top of the order as Colmenares fouls this one off. Colmenares so far today is 1-for-4, looking to give his team some insurance before Rosario evidently will be the man to try and finish it off in the bottom of the ninth. No one up and warming for the visitors. The 0-1 down and in. Bryant on the season. This is game 24 for him. 3-3, a 7.30 ERA. This pitch taken downstairs now 2-1. Last time he faced Charleston was on July 26th in a pretty similar outing as his last one. Went 2 2/3 innings, gave up 2 runs on 3 hits, including a homer. 2-1, cut on and missed. And Colmenares, you can hear his grunt of frustration from up here. It's 2-2. Sam Strickland's evening is done. 4 innings of relief work, and he was perfect. He did not give up a base hit. He struck out 7, no walks. ERA down to 2.94. 2-2. Hit hard up the middle into center field for a base knock. Second hit of the day for Colmenares, who will stay put at first. And that ball was shot up the middle.
Now
Taylor, 0-for-3 with a walk and a run. He struck out 3 times. Bryant will look to hand him his 4th. Another lefty in this lineup. Average down to 227, playing in his 12th game this evening. First pitch to him is tipped foul off of Clarno's chest. He was looking for the ball, and the umpire went to pick it up.
Okay.
The 0-1 on the outside edge. Fastball at 91. Colmenares does have a stolen base so far today. It was his ninth of the year. A two-run cushion right now for the River Dogs, and he could look to run here on a two-strike count. He'll stay put. The pitch is in the dirt. His hit, the seventh of the day for the River Dogs, who out-hit the Green Jackets yesterday 10-4, but lost. 1-2. Taken, strike three called. And down on strikes goes Taylor as he took a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone. A 7-mile-an-hour slider froze him. His fourth strikeout of the day. A golden sombrero for him. And now Cooper Kinney, who is 1-for-4. He broke a... He broke a one-game hitless streak with a single in the third. Takes a strike here. Drove in his 51st RBI with a single to center. Ended up bringing home a second run as well, but it came on a throwing error. So just the one RBI added to his season tally. And the pitch. Checked his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. It's now 0-2. The Green Jackets in the bottom of the ninth as they trail by two. We'll have Kern, Boucher, and Celedonio. Kern is 2-for-3, and the bottom three in the order are 0-for-9 combined. Bryant picks over to first. Not in time. Nothing doing. And now the 0-2 runner goes. It is hit hard down the first baseline. It's a fair ball. It gets all the way into the bullpen. It gets underneath the bench. And Celedonio puts his arms up. He doesn't know where the ball is. And they will have to send everyone back. It's just two bases. The ball was loose in and amongst the bullpen. It was underneath the bullpen bench. But there are so many balls out there that I don't know if he knew which one was which. So instead of bringing home a run, they will send the lead runner, Colmenares, back to third. Kind of a lucky break there. That ball was stung. It's the second hit of the game for Kinney. And now second and third with one away. As Cermak will have a chance possibly here to bring home a pair. 5-3 the score, minute second and third. Infield in all the way around, trying to keep the deficit where it stands. Cermak has driven in 24 this season. He is 0-for-3 with a walk today. He'll take a big swing and a miss here to slider, and it's 0-1. Chopped up the middle. Tavares is there. He drops the ball, and everyone's going to be safe. Tavares looked to be set to throw that one home. He dropped it out of his glove on the transfer. And that will bring in that insurance run. Now 6-3 with men on the corners. We'll wait on the scoring there. It could be a fielder's choice or an error on Tavares, who did not get the throw off. And it is indeed the second error of the day on Bioris. So Colmenares across. Cermak at first. And Kinney now to third. Still one away. Infield at double play depth now with good speed on the corners. Spikes is at the plate. The pitch is taken downstairs. Connor throws to second. The tag is not in time. Cermak steals the bag. And it is a fielder's choice with an error. So they do not give an RBI there for Cermak right now. As he steals second, his fourth bag of the year. This one skied into the air. Shallow center field from Spikes. Coming in is the center fielder Grady. He will make the catch. They will fake the tag as tumbling over is Jace Grady as he faked the throw, and then his momentum carried him into the ground. It's out number two. Second and third and two away. Spikes out on the F8, and now John Diaz, who is 1-for-3 with a walk and a single, also two strikeouts. Diaz, the lefty, takes the ball. Average up to 247 now for John Diaz, who took a month and a half really to get going this year. He was well below 200 the first time these two teams met. He'll chop this one to short. Tavares is there. He throws to first, side retired. So just the one run, it'll end up being unearned on Chad Bryant as an error ends up costing Augusta there with Cermak grounding one to short. We'll head to the ninth, bottom of the frame. When we come back, Green Jackets down 6-3 as Rosario looks to complete a nine-out save.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Little Gary Glitter here as we get set for the bottom of the ninth. Rosario remains on the mound, looking to lock down the save. There is an arm up and throwing in the bullpen. It is Jackson Lancaster for the visitors, while Cade Kern will begin this frame for Augusta. He is 2-for-3 with 2 runs batted in and a pair of singles, also a strikeout interspersed. So Kern facing Rosario. First pitch is just outside. Kern came up with men on first and second and two men out in the sixth and put a single home to left center field to score Exposito. The Green Jackets did leave him and Compton aboard. Rather, him and Verdung aboard. And this pitch line towards right field. It's going to drop in for another hit. It's going to roll towards the alley. Kern hits first. He's digging for two. The ball is dropped. He is in safely. A leadoff double to begin the ninth inning for Kern. A three-hit game. His first as a Green Jacket. And Augusta has a base runner here to begin this frame. And now Lancaster will begin throwing a little bit harder. It's Kern's first three-hit game. It's Kern's first multi-RBI game as well. And now Pio Boucher to the plate, 0-for-3 with a ground out, a flyout, and a strikeout. And he'll bloop this one to right center field. Cermak coming in. He's got it in his tracks, and he will make the catch for out number one. And now Jeremy Celedonio gets a chance for revenge. Celedonio and Clarno have struck out three times each. Men on second, one away. 6-3 is the score.
Right fielder number 14, Jeremy Celedonio.
First pitch, a curveball taken upstairs. It would be a save situation if Lancaster did enter. Rosario getting a chance, though, to work through this first. 1-0, slider for a strike. Celedonio looking to snap a run of six consecutive strikeouts at the plate. Would be a great time to add home run number 16 of the season. He's gotten two straight curveballs, a fastball count here. The pitch, it is a fastball, and it's fouled off his lead ankle, his left ankle, which he wears a guard for, but now a two-strike count. The pitch. Curveball. He checked his swing. They appeal at the middle. Ooh, they say he went around. That is a very harsh call from Dylan Hulsey. It will be the fourth strikeout of the day on Celedonio. And now two away after that leadoff double. Man, that is a tough way to get rung up. It looked like he held up there. Of course, we don't have the benefit of a sort of dedicated camera on that angle, but from up here, we had a pretty good view. We're slightly on the first baseline. Either way, Nick Clarno in the box. Kern on second, curveball, first pitch, strike. Rosario looking to notch a 9-out save, a rarity at any level. A 1. Curveball for a strike. He's just floating them in there. That one at 76. And now Augusta down to their final strike. Kern takes his lead. This time a slider outside. 1-2. Green Jackets tomorrow with that 6:05 start time, Sunday matinee. They can secure a split tomorrow should they drop this one here. Fastball, 1-2, hit hard towards the alley in left center field. It drops in for a hit. Kern will score. Clarno coming for second. He will get there standing up. And now a two-run ball game. The score is 6-4. RBI number 18 of the year for Clarno, who stung that one. And now the tying run comes to the plate in the form of Ambioris Tavares. Now Lancaster up and throwing again as the pitching coach Romero out to the mound to chat with his battery. Crowd getting pretty engaged here. Tavares is the man at the plate. He is 1-for-4 today. He does love hitting against the River Dogs, though. He's got 3 homers against them on the season, 3 of his 7. And he represents the tying run. So now a man on second, Nick Clarno, Tavares, the tying run. Two men out in the bottom of the ninth, 6-4 the score. Infield shifted to the left, ready on ready. The pitch is hit hard and into the dugout of Augusta. On deck is Jace Grady. You get the sense this might be the last batter for Rosario. No matter what the outcome, either he wraps up this game or Lancaster comes in from the bullpen. A 1. Fouled again. He's early to it and pulls it into the dugout. Now 0-2. Rosario up to 54 pitches now. His longest outing of the season. Trying to wrap it up maybe with a strikeout here to clinch the save and even up the series 2 games apiece. 0-2. Curveball taken just inside. Oh, man. That was a pretty good two-strike pitch there from Rosario. It's 1-2. No one holding Clarno on at second. The 1-2 pitch. got him swinging. Strike three with a high breaking ball. And the ball game is over. Green Jackets add a run in the ninth inning, but they fall by a score of 6-4. Charleston improves to 60-58, 33-19 in the second half as their magic number now down to 7, while the Green Jackets fall to 23-29 here in half number 2 and 54-63 in total. That'll bring us to the Easy Go post-game show. Our It Guy of the Game, brought to you by Premier Networks, is EJ Exposito. He goes 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles. And an honorable mention, though, goes to Samuel Strickland, who goes 4 innings of shutout perfect relief. He strikes out 7, including a span where he struck out 5 in a row. The winning pitcher in this one is Trevor Martin. He goes to 9-5, while Augusta, who end up out-hitting the River Dogs 9-8. The loss goes to Rodriguez, who falls to 2-4. It ends up with a save for Rosario, his second of the season. He goes 3 innings and strikes out 7 in relief. The Green Jackets fan 17 times, not one for the highlight reel, perhaps. Back in action tomorrow night, Green Jackets will have Seth Keller on the mound going up against a strike thrower, Marcus Johnson. The Duke product will be the man who is on the bump. Seth Keller, who threw 5 1/3 no-hit innings against the home side, against the visitors, rather, the last time he faced him to wrap up the July slate, part of a combined no-hitter for him and Landon Harper. They will be working in tandem in all likelihood tomorrow afternoon. Pre-game show tomorrow, starting at about 5:50 p.m. Get home safe. We will talk to you tomorrow night. And the River Dogs win this one. Series even up 2 games apiece. Season series evened up 11 games apiece. And we'll talk to you later here from SRP Park.